Yeah.
Thank you for taking my question. I was wondering what your thoughts were on maintaining a practice when you're at the bedside of someone who's actively passing away.
I think one of the things of being with somebody who is passing away is to learn how to be present for them, to learn how to listen, to learn how to be present. Sometimes it's uncomfortable or a bit intimidating maybe to be around somebody who is dying, and there can be a lot of projection or our own kind of fears. So learning how to listen and be present for them, really important. And there's a great story that Ram Dass relates of him. Of course, this is a long time ago, but his stepmother was passing away. I think it was his stepmother. And she's passing away, and he's fired up on his spiritual path and religious seeker, leader type religion. And it made him anxious to be around somebody who was actually dying. And then trying to do something, trying to give some kind of teaching, some kind of guidance, some kind of advice as she's passing and she's laying there. I can't remember what his name is now. His actual, not Ram Dass, some of his. That's right, Richard. Yeah. So then she's laying there with her eyes shut. Richard, be quiet. So it can be well-meaning, but if it is a kind of agitation that's really underlying it or a dis-ease. So that learning how to be comfortable, not saying anything, just being present for somebody. And then you realize, once you're really open and present, then you can respond to that or see a bit more clearly what the need is or what would be useful. And sometimes it doesn't actually require any words. Sometimes it's helpful to have words. Sometimes it doesn't require just to hold their hand, to be present, hold their feet. Just that touch is something that is important. So that those are sort of aspects of reflection to see what is. You start to intuit for oneself, well, what might be useful, and then tune in and say, well, was it useful? But I think one of the things that's really important is to really lift up in the mind one's own, a feeling of either anxiety or fear or dis-ease around the dying process, because oftentimes it triggers our own feeling of not being so comfortable with that. And the more we're able to be comfortable with that reality, then the more we have to give.